From Micah, God promises a ruler from Bethlehem who desires justice, kindness, walking humbly with God. And Matthew tells us God wants mercy, not sacrifice. What is one to do? This story takes place after Solomon and his sons have fallen to the desires of foreign women and their false gods. They begin worshiping the gods of some of their wives and have broken the covenant with God, the covenant God told Solomon not to break, and God would give Solomon long life and riches. Because Solomon broke the covenant, the kingdom is divided, and the northern kingdom takes on more idol worship and is taken over and falls, both from God and from power. In today's lesson, the northern kingdom has fallen, and the prophet Micah is bringing God's word to the southern kingdom because of their unfaithfulness. The people were trying to buy forgiveness with giant sacrifices. The king and the religious leaders, in their mockery of the temple and of God, ask, "With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings and calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams and 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul?" End quote. How can we prove to God we are sorry for our sins? What can we do as payment for what we have done wrong in the sight of God? We could start by asking what God requires of us. Micah said we are to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. But what do? We negotiate with God by making deals. Where is your high place of sacrifice? Micah says you cannot give enough, even if you give your firstborn, which is not what God requires of you. Is giving to the church or God enough? Yes, we give because God first gave to us, but that does not remove the call that Micah tells the people of Judah is theirs and our responsibility to God's creation. I ask you, how do you do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God? When you answer this question, then I will tell you that forgiveness comes from the blood of Jesus on the cross. It is Jesus who redeems us from the sin we have committed. By the grace of God and God's love for all creation, God sent us a Redeemer who opens the gate of God's righteousness for all people in order for our sins to be washed away. We cannot give anything to be forgiven. Jesus opened that gate for us. We can give in obedience to the call of God, and we can fulfill what Micah said: do justice, give to the needy, love kindness, give to your neighbor, walk humbly with your God, give the gift of the gospel to all people. Tell them about the one who opens the gate of salvation, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. God of justice, you sent your servant Micah to proclaim justice and peace to a world that lacked both. Make us instruments of justice and peace so that your world might prosper. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.